Is that the same organization that is called the Shriners?
Mm-hmm.
They had a convention in Atlanta. Did y'all get together?
No, we didn't go, but he has attended all of those in this area.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't gone to Atlanta. We might do that one of these days. The work that he did, he was a railroad man.
Mm-hmm.
And the hours that he had did not permit him to be very active in anything, you know, until after mm-hmm. his retirement. He did serve in the church in several different offices, but he wasn't really free to serve very much mm-hmm. anyway until after he retired. And since then, he has been most active in the Masons and the Shrines. And into the Shrine. He's been a Shriner for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been responsible for getting two children in our area, in the one of them in hospital for burns, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And another little child that was crippled, had a crippled arm. And he is still working with those two. The little child that was burned, it's been several years, and he is still making trips back and forth, you know, to the hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
But the little boy who is crippled, they've been only working with him for, I believe, the last year.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what sort of work your husband's parents did?
His father was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And later they moved to Tallahassee and they had a store and film station out on the edge of town.
Mm-hmm.
But in his younger days he was a farmer.
And now could you tell me about what this community's like?
Oh, this is my husband, Raff. This young lady is, and she's making a survey for she's a graduate of Emory University, and she is making a survey, and she was just asking some questions about the early days in this community. Of course, he doesn't know too much about that, because he only came after we were married, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't know too much about the early days, but he could tell you a lot more about what's in the area now than I can.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some about this community, how much it's changed since you were growing up in it.
Well, in the early days, you didn't dare have a party without asking everybody in town. That's not true any longer. It really has grown.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a lot. Ralph, when you came here, do you remember about what the population was?
Oh, something in between 500-600, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
After the paper mill came in, it began growing, but it was a very small community until after the paper mill came.
When I first came in. Mm-hmm.
Several of the churches were organized within the Methodist Church. The Methodist Church was the first.
Mm-hmm.
And it was organized in 1910.
Mm-hmm.
And the man who was organized the church served as Sunday school superintendent for 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then during those years, several groups came in, the Baptist and the Episcopal and the Presbyterian. And they were all organized in our church. And then